www.thegallery.com for details on current and upcoming shows, and stop by the gallery on Points Avenue right next to the Wareham.
And Kathy Dawes is very busy and focused today, and we now have with us talking about Hogtoberfest, Becky Fitzgerald, Development Director with the Meadowlark Foundation, and also Bud Cox with Cox Brothers Barbecue. And I know that Hogtoberfest is a truly fun event, and we'll let Becky lead off and tell us what it's all about, and very worthy event too.
Yeah, our fourth annual Hogtoberfest, we call it a fun friends and fundraising party, is coming up on next Thursday, October 26th at Cox Brothers Barbecue. And this is Meadowlark Foundation's awareness event and fundraising event for our Good Samaritan Fund, which supports residents at Meadowlark Hills who have outlived their financial resources living in the healthcare households there.
And I guess if you want to go over some of the basics of what people can expect, and, you know, I mean, there's just so many things that go on during this.
Yeah, it's kind of a, there's three parts of Hogtoberfest. One that we're obviously excited about is getting to go to Cox Brothers and eat the fabulous food that they have there. And Bud will chime in here in a bit if you want
sure.
to, and talk about the specials and what all that we'll be enjoying that day.
Yeah. Oh, we got some wonderful treats. We start out all day long. We do these little pulled pork sliders. They're very delightful, very good fresh pulled pork, and they're $2 all day long. We're doing a lunch plate of these sliders. You get two sliders, a side, and a drink for, I believe, $8, $7.99. Then the highlight of our food end of this is a big hog roast that we do in the evening. We smoke a whole hog all day long, and about 6 o'clock we pull it out of the smoker, and we have a big buffet. And I believe that's about $12.99, all you can eat. It's really a fun thing. One thing we do have is live polka music. My brother-in-law, Rusty Schwert, he's there every year. He's a master accordion player, one of the best in the Midwest, and he has a little polka band. And we'll have that starting at 6 o'clock, too. So you get a good whole hog roast and good polka music. So.
And German beer.
Oh, yes, we do.
Of course.
Yeah, we've got a German beer stand, no doubt. We got some good Warsteiner, some Beck's, and just several different kinds of really high-end German beers. You can taste them, and then you can, of course, purchase a bottle. So that'll go good with the polka music.
And I know that your hog kissing contest, too, I actually donated to somebody already on that. But, you know, you have that going on. There's just so many things associated with this. It's really grown through the years.
It has. Yeah, our Hog and Kisses contest. This year we have 5 local real estate agents or brokers who are participating. So if you don't mind, let me just say their names. Keith Eystone with Alliance Realty, Travis Hecht with Coldwell Banker, Cindy Sloan with Rock Hill Real Estate Group, Jody Thier with Legacy Realty of Kansas, and Jerry Weiss with Realty Executives Weiss Real Estate Company. They all have been raising money since mid-September in an effort to be the person who's raising the most money, and it's going to kiss our sweet little honey hog, is what I named her, on Thursday, and we'll announce the winner of that just shortly after 6 o'clock also. So they've been very creative. They've had videos on Facebook. They've been writing letters. If you've been by Alliance Realty, they've got a big, their marquee says, you know, help Keith kiss a pig. So they've really gotten into it.
Well, we don't have a lot of time left, and I can keep you afterwards if there's additional information we still need to get out. But anything else you're wanting to highlight today, Becky and Bud both?
Well, we also have 50-50 raffle tickets that we're selling to support the Good Samaritan Fund. And so our goal is to sell $5,000 worth of those. We're on track to surpass that, but that means the winner would get at least $2,500. So, and then the fund will get $2,500.
Okay.
So,
well, stick around. I'm going to get more information from you that we'll share with listeners also. But I do appreciate both of you stopping by. Just kind of a quick glimpse. Hogtoberfest, Becky Fitzgerald, Bud Cox, Becky, Development Director, Meadowlark Foundation. Bud is Cox Brothers Barbecue, of course.
Next Thursday.
After CBS News, which comes up next, Clark Howard, then Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and the game this afternoon. We got Manhattan High football tonight. News Radio KMAN with a forecast calling for a mostly sunny day.